scammer. I love robbery and fraud. Messy bitch who lives for drama.
I'm a robber, a scammer, a messy bitch who lives with drama. That was what we were just playing.
They forgot ghetto bitch. Welcome back. It's Off Label. This is Marco.
And this is Robbie. We started off with Joanna Scammer. That was a video of China after everything went down with her and Rob, whatever. She reposted a video of her lip talking to Joanna Scammer. I'm a robber, a scammer, a messy bitch. And that's exactly what she is.
Right. She's a ghetto ass scammer, a robber, her and her mama.
Oh! He said, and her mama.
Let me tell you. So the whole situation with that pissed me the fuck off.
Let me tell you, I was a little disappointed. The reason being,
especially because you was, for some reason,
I was fucking with
you
her.
Was fucking with I her, was. And I'm just like, nah, there's something wrong with this bitch. I'm telling you, Robbie, I still don't like this woman. And you like, nah, she's doing her thing.
Yeah, I'm all about the underdog, especially for like poor women or people who literally come from shit. And then they make their way up there and you making a name for yourself and you seem like you're being positive and you're doing something with your life. So, like, people like her and Cardi B and anybody else who come from nothing and then made it, like, I'm rooting for you. Like, yes. I seen this shit. I was like, bitch, what? I've been scammed.
I knew it.
It was like, I knew she was a gutter rat.
I knew it.
Oh my God.
My thing is, you, regardless of where you at or whatever, you will always be this type of woman. You know what I'm saying? Point blank period. You came from stripping and you doing this and you doing that. At the end of the day, that's all you're going to be.
That is not all you're going to be. And that's what I want to believe. I want to believe that people start off a certain kind of way and then they're introduced to a certain lifestyle and they change their mindset based on their experiences and shit like that. And people, you know, it's people who come from nothing and then eventually make it.
Perfect example is Jocelyn Hernandez. Like, she was stripping or whatever, and then we thought that, you know what I'm saying, she's gonna be on the show, she's gonna change her life, but she was still messy, she was still ghetto as fuck, and then now she has a kid, you would think that she would stop her, she's still the same dusty bitch.
Yeah, I was so pissed about this shit. Because I had followed China on Snapchat and shit like that. And I'm like, following her. And I'm like, yes, I'm fucking with her. She's pretty. She's feminine. Like, she get her money. She seemed like a good mother. I seen this shit. I'm like, oh, no, ma'am. Absolutely not. You can't be a... I don't want to say it like that. But to me, when you become a mother, it's just certain shit you just can't do publicly because it affects how people see your children. It affects your children.
Right.
So I would never just be doing anything that eventually would come back around and hunt my son.
So explain.
And that's why I couldn't fuck with her, because you sending your baby daddy pictures of you kissing up on some nigga, you know this shit is going to be in the media. So eventually when your son become an adult and your daughter, like, they going to see this shit and it's like, my... Why would you do something like that? Like,
so explain to people if they don't know the story. Okay. Let them know what happened.
So people who don't know what happened, basically China and her daughter's father, Rob Kardashian, they broke up. And the reason that they broke up is, I don't know, but it seemed like basically they was going through whatever, and then eventually she started taunting him and sending him pictures of her kissing up on other niggas, laid in bed with other men. And then what else she was doing? She met up with some scammer dude from Chicago, this dude named Ferrari, and they both came up with a plan on how to get more money out of Rob. And, I mean, the whole thing was messy, and it was disgusting. Like, why would you ever do something like that to somebody that you claim you love? Like, I just don't understand. No matter how much they hurt you, certain stuff, you should just have integrity about yourself. And you just like, you know what? because I'm a mother, I can't even stoop this low and do this and that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, the proper way to handle that kind of situation, if Rob was doing dirty stuff to her, sue his ass. He got money. Infinite amount.
Mm-hmm.
He a Kardashian. Sue the fuck out of him if he really was beating your ass. Or, you know, try to get your own TV show or whatever. But to objectify yourself even more and make yourself look like a straight slut who everybody believed that's who you are.
And I told you,
you're
that's
owning
all
it. You're owning it. Like, what?
That's all she is.
Right.
She was happy with it. And at the end of the day, then she tried to sue him because he was putting out her personal stuff and all this extra shit. And at the end of the day, like, motherfuckers looking at you like, bitch, this is what you are. You know what I'm saying?
They are. They dragged her and dragged Rob.
Dusty-ass, bald-headed-ass mama want to sit there and chime in. And she want to be like,
oh, mama is so ratchet.
And then she want to, you know, say all this type of shit about the man. But I'm like, you know what? I'm not here for it. You know what I'm saying? And then, but the juicy shit T.I. decided to, you know, put his little two cents.
Sir, you should have minded your business.
You know, you should have minded. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, damn. But then he just go ahead and throw a tiny, like, oh, y'all, I had a threesome. And I was like, you know what? There was always something about that tiny little girl that I knew.
You're
that
not coming for tiny. You're not coming for tiny. You know,
like,
I rock with tiny.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Cena, I know something was always up with you. You was
what
dipping
her
in that female
threesomes have they ain't got shit to do with her as a person.
No,
she,
it does.
At the end of the day,
because
is a
good-hearted person. You want to sit there and act like you just some upstanding up person. This
she
and that,
is. What was she doing in the bedroom got to do
with her as a person? Right. So my thing is
that
now you got daughters. You know what I'm saying? So what, you gonna
shit like that shouldn't
encourage, you shouldn't, what, you gonna encourage your kids to have a threesome too?
I mean, encourage them to be who they are.
Right.
That's what you want to
be
do. We're not gonna shame people for having threesomes.
We're not gonna threesomes are cool. You know what I'm saying? We're not talking about what people do. Right,
in the
but
bed,
what
no.
I'm saying
we're talking
is
about
don't
who you are.
Act like you're some type of upstanding bitch.
Tiny
numbers
act like that,
she
though.
Do.
She's
she
super
do.
Open. She tells you who she
even
is.
She ain't a scammer.
She ain't messy. She ain't no damn China.
Of course she's not.
Exactly. So we're not getting on her. The thing is, T.I. should have shut his fucking mouth and minded his business when he know that
he's
got
always in
demons in the closet.
Like, people, like, business that don't concern
But at the end of the day, what Rob did, it was kind of like, niggas like that, if that would have happened to me, like, I would hate a man like that. Like, why? You was fucking the shit out of me and you gave me a baby. And now you call yourself trying to blast me? Okay, you look like the goofy because you fell for this shit. I'm not the goofy. And that's exactly what the public opinion was. Like, okay, everybody knew who she was but you, and you still chose to give her all these
just
gifts.
Just like you, he was fooled, and he thought that she was a changed woman. And I'm telling you, like, those type of dirty bitches don't ever change. That's just point blank,
shit.
Period.
Mike said they don't change. I think Cardi B changed.
No, I think what it is, she's just on a different platform to do the bullshit that she did. She doesn't strip, but she's still the same ghetto-ass girl. Like, I mean, I don't understand, like, what changed. Like,
I had to unfollow
China. What constitutes as change? What?
To me, change is learning from your mistakes and evolving and becoming a better person.
Right.
That's it. That's all.
And I don't think Jocelyn Hernandez has ever expected.
Jocelyn,
you know,
didn't fucking change.
Especially not Black China.
China absolutely has not changed. That's clear from her actions. Bitch, you got a whole daughter that you want to raise, and this is what you want her to look up to? Really? You would be okay if your daughter did some shit like that?
So,
that's my thing. You, like, I can't understand it. I can't get past that.
So pretty much, I guess the court, you know, they went through the whole court situation, so she's only gonna have their daughter for like 2 days.
Good. She don't need to be raised around her ass. Shit.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, that just goes to show what the judge probably think about her.
She
as a
ain't
parent,
shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and he said she was like
But Loki,
an addict.
Don't you see how, like, the majority of the dudes that she was That's wrong with
them niggas be gay. Right. She like gay niggas.
And I'm like, wait, I see this dude on this app.
Yeah, China like gay niggas. That's why that nigga she was fucking with from Chicago, this dude named Ferrari, oh my gosh, he's extremely attractive. Have you seen him?
Yeah.
Is he not fan as hell?
He is.
Like, his mouth is like the most beautiful mouth I ever seen. Mm-hmm. Like, perfect teeth. His lips are really pretty. Like, that man is fan as hell. But something about a man like that, get like that much attention, and this just so stuck on their appearance screen, I'm gay as hell to me. And then, you know, it was rumors coming out about him paying, or not even paying, but accepting money. Pay for play, basically.
Right.
Like, I guess he's straight, but if you got enough money,
he'll be gay for it.
He'll be gay for it, exactly, if you pay him. So, yeah, China girl, I don't know what you got going on, and you need to go to therapy. I mean, that's all I can say. Like, that girl got problems, and she need to go to therapy. Oh, another thing Rob put out there is that she had surgery, which was like, damn, because she was posting all these videos, like, working out and shit, and I'm like, okay, girlfriend, right. I'm getting a little bit more motivated to stay in the gym, because you out here.
But all the while, no, she was fooling y'all.
Scamming.
So, my thing is, what was that? That wasn't skin tea, that was that, thing that she was promoting.
Whatever that fucking tea is that all them bitches on Instagram promote. Shit. Y'all gonna pay me to promote some shit and tea. Regular tea that you get from the store to make you tea. And y'all done damn wrapped it up, made it look nice, and make it into a weight loss tea. Child, bad. You gonna be in a fucking bathroom all day. That's what's gonna happen.
Anyway, so let's talk about her best friend, Amber Rose.
No, but let's piggyback on these Instagram bitches.
Who?
Bernice Burgos. I think that's her last name.
Who's that?
She's really pretty. She's like 38 or 36. I don't know. She's in her late 30s. She's an Instagram model. Look her up. Real pretty girl. She was on a Breakfast Club or whatever. And she wanted, matter of fact, they were saying that she's the reason that T.I. and Tiny were going to divorce because he was cheating on Tiny with her.
Right.
Right. So, whatever. Her and T.I. denied it or whatever. She was on a Breakfast Club and she wanted to check Angela Yee for whatever.
Ooh.
Yes. She was like, yeah, I have something to address with you. Like, you know, call me a video vixen, and I don't like that word, and you was kind of, like, talking down on people like me, and so they replayed the audio. Angela didn't say that.
Right.
And it's just like, girl, you so hell-bent on this video vixen word. Ma'am, if you were in videos, that's the title that people labeled y'all
right.
At the end of the day. Like, why are you so fixated on this shit?
So, what did Angela Yee say?
Angela Yee was just basically like, ma'am, I didn't say that. They replayed the audio. The girl still didn't apologize. She was just like, well, that's how I took it. Bitch, I don't give a fuck how you took it. This is what was said.
Right.
She needed to apologize to Angela for that. But that just goes to show you that these women, they're so pretty, and they want to be more than what they are.
But they just can't.
They don't even know how to go about this shit. And I'm looking at this woman, and I'm like, okay, you're like, you in your late 30s. Like, I would think that you would have a bigger vocabulary. I would think that you would know how to articulate your thoughts and things like that. And just, I don't know, your conversation, I think, will be different for you to be that, oh, no. She's like 36, 37, 38, I don't know, in her late 30s. But she sound like your average 21-year-old.
Right.
Like, her conversation and dialect and everything, it just wasn't there. And I'm just like, I wanted to hear more, and I was expecting more from an older woman.
Right.
And she just couldn't give it to me. I'm like, okay. Yeah. Okay, to another one. Amber. Amber, I be wanting to like you because you're a Libra just like me. Like, I really want to like you. Mm-hmm. You're charming. You're beautiful. Like, I want to fuck with you. But damn. She always
So recently she said that Philly chicks. What did she say about Philly chicks?
She said, basically, when she was living in the hood, people always used to be like, oh, you're not really from here. Like, where you really from? And she was like, I know that they were saying that because, you know, traditionally, Philly chicks are unattractive. And for me to look like I look, they like, you can't be from here.
Well, the thing about that is you would think that she would look. Okay, first of all, you did not look the way you do, like, before. You, like, the way you look now, you did not look like that before. So, my thing is, like, bitch, you probably would look like just the next, like, the next raggedy bitch. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's first. Second, you got work done. You know what I'm saying? Like, plastic surgery, nose lifts, liposuctions, booty implants, whatever you want to call it, breast implants, whatever that you did. You did not look like that before. So my thing is, like, why would you fix your dick-sucking lips to sit there and say to, like, oh, these
traditionally girls... unattractive.
Right. Like, the fuck?
That's like saying bitches from the hood ain't cute.
Right.
And everybody know that's a lie.
Right.
Bitches from the hood be cute as fuck. They just be ghetto as hell.
Ghetto as hell.
Like, they look... Oh, shit. I'm going to be in the same shit as her. But, you know, some of them look dirty. And they don't look well kept. But at the end of the day, as far as they face and they body, they be bad as hell. Like, right. Girl, what are you talking about? Like, I would have been more receptive of what she was saying if she said some shit like, you know, I kept myself up. And because, you know, I'm light-skinned with good hair, they thought that I wasn't from that neighborhood because usually everybody in that neighborhood
is dark-skinned
or everybody look broke as fuck and I don't look like that. You know what I mean? But to say traditionally unattractive, bitch, what? I need to make a trip to Philly because I want to see how these girls from Philly look.
Right. So, I mean, that to me...
Like, you're perpetuating a stereotype about people in the hood.
Like, all of her comments, all of her statements, everything has been very uneducated and baseless. Like, there's no facts.
And baseless.
There's no facts. There's nothing that she could use to, like, prove what she says. So, Amber Rose, go somewhere with your faggy ass booty.
Her butt is not fake.
I'm pretty sure it is.
I don't think so. I think she had maybe like the body contouring surgery where they take some of the fat and put it. But I think she probably always had a nice shape. But girl, I want to like you, so come back. No, you know what? Let me give you something else. I do not like the fact that she's dating a child. That is blowing the fuck out of me. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I feel like she's just doing certain things for attention. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, but she seems to be really into this guy. 21 Savage. He's 21 and she's like 34.
She's into, he's 21.
He might be 22 now. And she's 34 or 35.
Well, you know, they do say that the young man got stamina.
I don't give a fuck about that. That's just not okay to date children. I don't understand why a woman would be attracted to a man so much younger than her.
And it's just boosting him up, you know what I'm saying? Because now all the bitches gonna want him that, oh, he had, you know, he had her, you know what I'm saying? So, and what does he do? I mean...
He's a rapper.
Is he making money?
He make money.
Oh, okay.
But girl, you have a son. Would you be okay with somebody dating your son and they're... 10, 15 years older.
They call them bitches cougars.
Fuck cougars. I don't like y'all hoes because I don't get it. One of y'all need to make me understand the appeal of dating somebody so much younger than you. Because we all know that men mature slower than women. So, if he's 21, his mindset is probably like 18, 19. Right. You 30-something, your mindset is like 40. You done lived 1,000 lives before him. Like, what? Then you're following him around, like, every concert. When do you have time to be a mother?
Exactly.
As y'all could tell, I be, like, when it comes to being a mama, like, certain shit you just can't do. You just can't. You got somebody looking up to you, somebody that you want to set an example for on how this thing called life should go. I would not want my son to date someone that's so much older than him or that just had so many experiences right. like she's had. Like, no, I feel like shit need to be equal. Like, we need to kind of have the same life path and damn near the same kind of experiences, because other than that, I think she has an advantage over him because she's lived so much right. and she can manipulate. She knows a lot, been there, done right. that. She can manipulate certain situations and things like that, and I'm not fucking with it. Fuck off. Anyways, on a more personal level, y'all, I've been feeling some kind of way.
About what?
I'm about to be 30 in 3 months.
Ooh, the big 3-0.
The big 3-0.
They call it the dirty 30s now.
I'm not dirty. Maybe sometime. No, I'm just playing. But no, I'm just like, first off, I can definitely tell with my body. Like, I'm already a tired, sleepy person. But
now you're more tired.
Now, exactly. Like, I be asleep. Okay. And then not only that, I'm just like getting anxious about shit. Like, now I'm like having baby fever because I don't want to be an old mother.
I mean, you're not a, you won't be an old mother. The thing about it is you already have your son now.
I know, but I can't keep prolonging the years. I don't want the kids to be 20 years apart.
You know, you have to have a man first.
I know, so I need to have a man first, and I don't know when the fuck that's gonna happen, so then it makes me nervous, so I'm like, okay, so I'm probably not gonna have a kid, because goddamn it, I'm just really not trying to have a kid at 40. Or 35. Well,
you have 5 years, you have 10 years, so you'll be fine.
You know, time is just going by really quickly. Like, I know a lot of people who was probably 30 and was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure about 35, 36, I'm going to be married, all that shit. And now they 40 and shit ain't happened.
Right.
So it's meant making to be, me feel some kind of way.
What it's meant to be, it will be.
I know that much, but still, this shit need to get the fucking moving. What's going on with you?
Honestly, ain't shit going on with me. Like, literally nothing. Dating here and there ain't been right. So
how many dates have you been on in the past month or two?
In the past month or two, I've been on 3. And all 3 of them will have to be a no.
Oh. 3 strikes and you're out.
Yeah, I'm out. You know,
you're out.
So I'm not even really focused on that. I just bought a house. So right. So I'm just trying to.
That's
get
what
my,
I'm saying. Yeah, you be doing some manly ass some shit. How old are you again?
I'm 26.
26. You had a great career. Bought a house. No children.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you a catch.
I know. Thanks.
So, we trying to figure out what's the problem here. Why you ain't found the catch?
The reason is because, again, like I explained to you in our previous podcast, the gay community, it's so superficial, so materialistic, so hypersexual that it's really hard to find a decent person. So I would rather be single than have to deal with somebody's bullshit. So
me too. I don't have time for it. One sign and I'm just like, no thank you.
Yeah, so
no thank you, sir.
I would have to just continue to be patient. I mean, I'm in no rush.
You have time. At 26, I wasn't in a rush either. And next thing you know, I'm 30, and I'm like, oh, shit. Where y'all at?
Right. So, I mean, we'll see what happens in the near future, but I'm good where I'm at.
So you're content?
Yep.
That's good to hear. I do like my life. It's just that when I do certain stuff, like when I was in Jamaica or whatever, I was having baby fever in right. Jamaica. I wasn't even like the last time I took a trip. Where was I? Matter of fact, I was in Jamaica.
Right.
The last time I was in Jamaica before this time, I was like, oh my gosh, I wish I had a man here. But that's because I went to a wedding. So, of course, I'm like, and then everybody there is like couples. So, I'm like, oh, I wish I had a man. But then this time, I'm seeing hella kids and shit.
Right.
So then I'm like, damn, I should have brought my son. Then I'm like, oh, man, I wish I had a little baby. And that's what happened. But other than that, like, on my day-to-day outings or life, I'm content. I'm happy.
Good. And you should be. So.
Because I'm a boss-ass bitch, bitch, bitch. Anyways, y'all, thanks for listening. We're going to wrap this one up. Until next time.
Yes, sir.
Off label.
Later.